Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is episode 6, New Year, New Dawn. All right, so let's get into it. The first bullet I have is, do you have any New Year's resolutions? My only New Year's resolution is just to be happy and healthy and to get toxic people out of my life. I feel like this year has been a very trying year, and I feel like we have a lot to grow and forgive, and you have to undo and unlearn a lot of things. But I feel like this year has been a very trying year, but it's been very healing as well. So, you know, it is what it is. What is something that you hope to change in 2022? I hope to change my visceral, shady ass ways and the shade I be throwing. That's what I hope to change. I hope to change my weight. I want to get down smaller, and I definitely want to work out more and be more consistent in the gym for sure. So something I want to change in 2022, really mind, body, soul, and spirit, but definitely working out more and just, yeah, being nicer. Are we looking for love in 2022? So what's weird is I actually went on a date last night, and I'm recording this a day after I had stopped Private Conversations episode 6 because I had other obligations, other contractual obligations. And so yeah, I went on a date last night with a guy I've been talking to who lives in Houston, and he's a really handsome guy. It's crazy. It's like he acts just like my best friend, but then he acts just like my shady ass too. So he's a really, really sweet guy. He understands my life and my lifestyle and stuff. But as far as us dating for real, we probably won't. But it was nice to go out on a date and just get some good energy around. We went to a really, really shitty club. We should have went to the club up the street, but we ended up going to like a really shitty club, and he was kind of upset about that. But other than that, the date was great. This episode of Private Conversations has been so fucking brief, but sometimes in a new year and a new dawn, you got to be real, real brief. It is what it is. I'm going to go ahead and go to, who do I want to go to bed with today? And I want to go to bed with two people, two black people, two rich black people, two beautiful black people, two badass black people, Doug and Jackie Christie. We know Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives, and we know Doug Christie from the Sacramento Kings, I think. I'm sorry. He's been on like 4 or 5 teams as well. And I want to go to bed with them because they are pretty much the Barack of basketball. Doug is a man that honors his wife, his black queen. He puts her on a pedestal, but he still holds her accountable. And that's what you need in life and love. You need that stability, but you also have to have that person that really puts you in your place when you off your rocker, because Jackie can be off her rocker. But I want to go to bed with them because they are a beautiful couple. And just like I talked about Barack, Doug is a Barack. He is, like I made up that word, panathoric. He's what a man needs to be. He is a beautiful black king, and they love each other so much, and they renew their vows every year, which I think is a little weird, but I mean, I still fuck with it. So they have a wedding every year, a new theme, and they just are a very exotic couple, and they hold it down, and they're rich. Song of the day. Damn, I didn't write nothing for this, so I'm gonna just go ahead and go off the dome. Never Gonna Let You Go by Tamia. That's one of my favorite songs. It's just about love and just starting over, a new dawn, a new day. We do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck.